Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, you're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Sam Richter is back with us. Sam is Chief Executive Officer of SBR Worldwide. He's also Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Actify. And he's also the author of Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. And he's an expert in this idea of intelligent selling. And he's our good friend, Sam Richter. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to talk to you again.
It's good to have you back. A lot of salespeople think they're pretty smart, Sam, but they might not be as intelligent about their business as they should be, right?
Well, I think a lot of salespeople are exceptionally smart about their own business. And if they're good salespeople, they're also going to be exceptionally passionate about their own business and their own products and their own services. But what we oftentimes all forget, myself included, is when we're meeting with a prospect, the prospect could really care less about our company.
That's
what the
right.
prospect cares about is solving their issues. And so sales intelligence and finding information about the other person is all based on this concept that if you understand what the other person cares about and you understand what their issues are and you can solve their issues, you're obviously much more likely to close the deal.
Well, you know, Sam, I just talked to a couple of experts in the last hour about ways to subordinate yourself to other people. Don't be first. Let somebody else go first, and then it's your turn. How to turn your stars into leaders of other people, bringing other people along. But you know what? When you're the customer, you get to be first, don't you?
Well, you ought to be.
You should be. If you're the customer, you get to be first. If you're serving the customer, they get to be first.
That's true, but most salespeople, Jim, unfortunately, again, sometimes it's just because they're so passionate and excited about their products, is they go into a sales call or a sales meeting, and they're doing all the talking, and the talking
right.
that they're doing is all about their product features or even their product benefits.
Product of the month.
And they're not talking about what the other person cares about. The other person mm-hmm. could care less about features and benefits. What the other person really cares about, what your customers and clients really care about, is solving issues, solving problems. And you can't, there's two ways to do that. One would be to do a lot of homework beforehand and prepare for that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way is winging it. And some salespeople are really
which
good
which you
at
can it. Do. In the old days, Sam, that's what we did.
Sure.
In the old days, we used the non-directive probing and the conceptual selling methods of winging it because we didn't have access to the internet. We didn't have the ability to do the research that people do today.
That's absolutely correct. And there's nothing wrong with winging it and going by your gut. However, in today's world, there is an expectation that you know a little bit about.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm your client, I expect that you know a little bit about me and a little bit what's
right.
going on in my world. Now, at a bare minimum, obviously, it's going to my website. But the great salespeople go deeper than that. They find that hidden information. They learn how to use Google effectively. They learn how to use the invisible web and find
mm-hmm.
information that 99.9% of the world just doesn't know how to find. And then they use that information to build deeper relationships and make great first impressions with prospects and even existing clients.
You know, Sam, in the old days, before Google, before the internet, when I was selling decades ago, if I wanted to find out about a company, I'd read as much as I could, find their trade publications and look at those as much as I could. But I would often have a customer nearby or somebody who would be in their town, their market, and they would know, maybe would know them. I would call that customer, that person I knew, and I'd say, look, I'm trying to approach John over there at ABC. If you were me, is there anything that you know that would benefit me? How can I do a better job of serving that John when I go in over there? And you'd be amazed at how much you get out of that. I'm going to say, in addition to the internet and all the other stuff, some of that old shoe leather stuff might not be a bad idea either.
Well, and I agree with you, and the internet can actually facilitate that. So, you know,
right.
If you've done a really good job with LinkedIn, for an example, you know, you don't have to actually physically walk to the next-door neighbor. You can do that
right.
Virtually. You can even do that via colleague at the company.
You know, tell the audience how you use LinkedIn for that. Go walk us through the LinkedIn steps to do that.
Sure. So
and, of course, and folks, wait a minute, Sam. Folks, if you don't know LinkedIn, some of you may not, LinkedIn is a social media site typically for professionals, not so much for the social part. I mean, it's social, but it's a lot about the professional life of me and you or whoever.
That's right, Jim. I mean, what you can do with LinkedIn is you basically invite people into your network. And then, so let's say I invite you into my network, Jim, and let's say you have 10 people in your network. Well, now I have 11 people in my network. I've got you, and I've got your 10 friends. Your 10
right.
friends would be in what are called my second level.
Right.
So let's say I was going to go do a sales call on you, and I didn't know too much about you. I didn't know, you know, what kind of person you were, what are the things you cared about. I could go and find one of your second-level one of my second-level connections, one of your first-level connections, and I can virtually ask them a question. You know, hey, I'm going to go meet with Jim. Can anybody tell me a little bit about him and what he cares about? Or better, can one of you make a referral to me? And oftentimes that's a great way for me to meet, you know, people that I've never met before or get indoors that I've not gotten in before.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is another great way. You know,
Can I stop you on the LinkedIn for a second? Even if you don't connect with anybody on LinkedIn, you can still see, you can go to LinkedIn and you can see a little bit about that person just by going to LinkedIn, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things on
I mean,
LinkedIn,
you may not get inside because you haven't been invited in yet, but you can at least go see the profile of that person.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing on LinkedIn is you can use LinkedIn's advanced search. It's a little bitty link next to the main search
mm-hmm.
button in the upper right-hand corner. And you can say, you know, hey, give me all of the vice presidents at ABC Corporation that currently work there. And it will pull up a list, and then you can click on any of those folks, and you can actually get their LinkedIn profile, or for lack of a better term, their resume.
And Sam, I got to go to a break, but the reason I said that is because some people might want to find out more about John without everybody knowing that that's what he's doing.
Sure, absolutely.
You may not want to put that request out because you might not want everybody to know what you've got going on. I'm a little private about things like that myself. Stand by. I'm going to take a quick break. Sam Richter is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Sam's book is called Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling, and that's what we've been doing. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. Whatever time you have, we have something for you. You can read, you can listen to. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, which you can also subscribe to, by the way. You can check out our knowledge base, the archives, the articles that I've written, or my Brain Trust members have written, thousands of pieces of information that will help you with your business. And of course, don't forget, you can also follow me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/Jim Blasingame, which is something Sam Richter was just about to talk about. Sam is the author of Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. Sam, your book's available wherever books are sold, isn't it?
Yeah, Amazon, or also on my website, www.takethecold.com. And make sure when you go to my website, takethecold.com, that you go to the Warm Call Center. All the resources that I use to research companies, people, and industries, all of them are available there. You can download my toolbar and basically take everything we're talking about today and put it within one click.
Good for you. Check that out when you get a chance. Sam, you were going to tell us about how to use Twitter as a prospecting tool.
Well, Twitter, for those who don't know, is really this instant messaging thing that's kind of taken the world by storm. There's millions of Twitter users, and people are, it's basically, it gives you about 140 characters, so call it about a sentence, where people can put up a piece of information, usually associated with a link, and that gets sent to followers or people all over the world. Now, how can you use that if you're calling on a company? What's really interesting is there's a search engine you can go to. It's just search.twitter.com. So there's a search engine where you can go in, type in a company name. If it's a multi-word company, put it in quotation marks. So put, you know, quote, widget corporation, end quote. And you can find out what employees, what customers, clients, board members, whoever it might be, are talking about the company that you might be interested in. So, for example, if a company is presenting at a trade show, I can almost guarantee there's someone sitting in the back of the room twittering away about what the executive is talking about, or if there's a disgruntled employee or an angry client. It's frankly a great way to get instant news about what's going on in a company. Now, when you go in, so Jim, imagine if I was meeting with you, and I go in, we're going to meet for coffee this morning, and I do a Twitter search on you, and I find out, you know, for example, I just did that. It gives me a list of who was on your show this morning. Mm-hmm. It gives me a list of some of your, you know, some of the articles that you're writing. I mean, what would you think of me if, now let's pretend we'd never met before, if the first thing out of my mouth is, hey, you know, hey, Jim, I saw that you talked to, you know, so-and-so this morning, and I see that mm-hmm. you're writing about this. What yep. kind of impression would that make on you?
Right, that you've done your homework.
Yeah, and you know, and when you show the other person that you do your homework, the first thing it does is it separates you from 99.9% of the rest of the world.
Right.
And then after that, obviously, you know, your product and service and your own personality and trustworthiness and knowledge have to take over. But in my opinion, you know, knowing what's going on in the other person's world is the best way to really make that great first impression and frankly, give you the credibility to go on.
And you might also find out that there's something going on in the person's personal life that's pretty dramatic. Somebody just got married, somebody died, whatever might have happened, you might have found out something like that. And if you know that, you won't stumble into something that you can't get yourself out of. You know, in the old days, Sam, you know, I keep coming back to the old days, we were taught to, when you walked into someone's office, to look around and try to pick up on the thing that they were the most interested in. You know, duck hunting or their grandchildren or whatever it might be, and try to find a way to make a connection that way. And you didn't spend a lot of time on that, but you at least got started. But now you can already know what's on their mind before you get there.
And there's absolutely no excuse not to do it. It's just that most people don't know how to do it or even where to look. And that's really
right.
What we try to teach.
Right, exactly. All right, what are some other ideas?
Oh, gosh. I know some of the new things I've really been fascinated with is even things like, you know, Facebook. So kind of like the, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, kind of those three in the social networking space.
Does Facebook work the same way?
Well, it is. It's a little bit different in the sense that to really get great information, you need to be invited to be in someone's network. Versus in LinkedIn, you can still get some pretty good information without being linked at a first level. At Facebook, you really need to be linked at that first level to get information on people.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook, what you'll find on Facebook is really more information of a personal nature, where LinkedIn is more professional, kind of an online resume. LinkedIn is more a personal. A great tool that I've been using lately to research people is a search engine called Pipple. It's www.pipl.com. And it's kind of a meta search engine, meaning it's a search engine of other search engines. It's like a meta search engine for people. So I can type in someone's name, and it will pull up results categorized by their social networks, by any articles that they may have appeared on, websites that they may have appeared on, even PDF files and articles. So it kind of puts everything all in one spot. Jim, to be quite honest with you, it's a little bit scary on the information that's out there on just about everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, and you have to use it judiciously, and you have to make sure that you guard people's privacy. You sure have to do that. That's another thing that you can't be obtuse about. Hey, Sam, give us that website one more time.
Sure, the website to go to get everything you need is www.takethecold.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, download my toolbar, go to the Warm Call Center, and happy searching.
Check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Sam, for being here. Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. It's Tax Freedom Day. We're going to talk about that with Pete Sepp. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.